Like I say, we appreciate that song service this morning. Just asked you to pray for us just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I'm probably going to read some pretty familiar scripture for most of you today. If you want to read along with us, going to read some out of the book of Acts. Nineteenth chapter of the book of Acts. Very familiar scriptures, or he said. Just ask you to pray for us. They just sang that song. I'm glad he'll never fail you. And he never will. Nineteenth chapter, we're going to start with the first verse. It came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" They said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." He said unto them, "Unto what then were you baptized?" And they said, "Unto John's baptism." Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. He went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth." And there were 7 sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. And we know, as we said, this is familiar scripture to most you Bible readers. And we know in this scripture that Paul was in a place, and you have to remember in the book of Acts that it was the early church, and things were beginning in a lot of places, and a lot of things. We think a lot of times, I guess, when we read the scriptures, that when the Holy Ghost came, that it just fell out all over all men. But that's really not the case. The Bible says that he'd pour out upon all flesh that of the Spirit, but it didn't happen all together at one time. The Bible says, and you'll go back in the book of Acts, the second chapter, and you'll find on the day of Pentecost that there's about 3,000 souls added unto the church. And from that, in the book of Acts, when the disciples went out and God sent them out, brethren, they went out throughout the churches of Asia. And they preached and they taught. And Paul found himself here at a place, and he ran across 12 disciples of John. And he asked them a question. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost? And their answer was, we've not even heard whether they be a Holy Ghost or not. And then he began to preach unto them, and they believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know altogether this morning what your situation is, and I don't know what you've seen on your journey or what you've looked for on your journey, but brethren, it would behoove us to get to know this man, Jesus Christ. There's nothing changed, brethren, from the days of Paul unto today, brethren, about being saved or about being born again. It didn't change for these men, brethren, but they had followed that of John, but they hadn't heard or received that of the Holy Ghost since it had been given. I want to ask you a question this morning. There's a lot of people in this world, brethren, that know of Jesus. There's a lot of people in this world that know of God. But brethren, there's a lot fewer people in this world that know God and know Jesus. They most certainly are. These people today, and I run across them, and you do too. Brethren, they'll tell you that they gonna make it all right. Brethren, there ain't but one way to make it all right,
and that's by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, you can't think you know Him. You can't know of Him. Brethren, you've got to know Him personally, brethren, because it is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes it. It does. It takes it. You can't just hear of God. These people round about, I had a boss one time and we got to talking. He didn't talk a whole lot to me, my friend, when it come to church and God and all that. But I asked him a question, my friend, and he pulled out a dollar bill and he said, "In God we trust." And I said, "Yeah, and you'll die and go to hell, my friend, with that dollar." Hear me. Hear me. Brethren, you've got to know without a doubt that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. Woo! If he's not, and you just know of Him, brethren, He ain't gonna recognize you. You gonna be one of them that says, "Sorry, I never knew you. Sorry, I never knew you." You might think, my friend, as people do all over this world, brethren, that when they come to the end of their journey, that God will not send them to hell. And the real truth of it is, He don't want anybody to perish without Him, my friend. Woo! You've got to have something called the blood woo! And the Spirit of God in your life. Yes, sir. These men, my friend, had believed John's preaching. And I believe John preached Christ. Didn't have nothing else he could preach. Woo! You hear about anything today, and brethren, people are dying without the Spirit and the blood of God being applied in their life. There's things, my friend, I'm glad He'll never fail you. They sung the song, and I'm going to tell you something, you best know the author. You best know, my friend, what they were singing about. Brethren, that God is still God, and the truth of it is, He'll always will be God. Woo! Woo! He ain't never gonna change, Bruce. But you can't just know of Him. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. There's a teaching throughout this land. It's an old teaching. Brethren, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then we'll baptize you and you're saved. I've said this many a time. Now, I cannot remember a time that I did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. That wasn't a problem. The Bible says that you must believe from the heart. And when you believe from the heart, my friend, confession is made by the mouth unto salvation. One writer said, believe it's Paul also, my friend, you are saved by grace through faith. Woo! It takes it. Brethren, it ain't gonna roll over on you. It ain't gonna fall on you. Brethren, you're gonna have to seek it with all your heart. It's an individual thing. It's a personal thing. It's something, my friend, this world thinks just because they know of God and know of Jesus that they will leave this world okay. A little bit more to it. Aren't they? A lot of folks, my friend, you might think, why, preacher, I ain't coming to that altar. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You hear me? You're going to wind up in this altar. Yes, sir. Number one reason is because you said you ain't coming. Most of the time, when we say we're not going to do, is the very thing we wind up doing. Preacher, I'll not go down there. Yes, you can be saved at home. You can be saved riding down the road. But God's got to be dealing with you. Yes, sir. Something got to be tugging. Something got to be calling. And brethren, I got news for you. Thank God it ain't going to be when you want it to be. No, sir. I wonder today, I really do. I don't know. I haven't looked up, and shame on me, I should have already. But I got a real good notion, my friend, that this little slogan, my friend, that Jesus gets us. Huh? Jesus gets us. He gets us. Listen. God don't save you in the sin you're in and leave you there. They've got to be a change in your life. God ain't the author of confusion. Brethren, he hated sin in Moses' day. He hates sin today, folks. Woo! He does. He don't hate your soul, but he hates them actions. He hates that about man, my friend, that denies. Whether you believe it or not, my friend, the Bible says he that denieth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is the Antichrist. Yes, sir. A lot of folks won't have this. I got news for you. Jesus gets us. It's not a byproduct of you, my friend, getting saved today. Brett, it took his blood. That's why he come. It's what he was sent for. He went to the garden, the Bible says, and he prayed. I believe he prayed three times. Disciples went so far, but he went a little further. That's what the book says. He left them there, come back two separate times, they was asleep. He asked them the last, he said, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Could you not watch with me just an hour? It was his hour. He prayed to God that this cup might pass from him. But he also left it. not my will, but thy will be done. He knowed what he come for. Yes, he did. He know, for this cause came I into the world. Folks, you'll never make it to heaven without the precious blood being applied to your heart. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. I can't tell you a whole lot of things that went on the night I got saved. I can't tell you all together what was said that night. I don't remember all together what I said. I didn't hear a big bang. I didn't see a big light. I didn't get up shouting. Preacher, did you get anything? You better believe it. You hear me? When I got up and I told the church, I said, "Church, the Lord saved me." You know what he done? He saved me. He saved me. And I've told it a many times before I got out them doors, the devil said, "There ain't nobody go to school with you at this church. You don't have to tell a soul." I agreed with him. You're right. I was bashful anyway. But it's amazing how the Lord can work. I got in a car with my neighbor and we was headed to school the next day. He backed out of his drive and went toward the school, and before we crossed the bridge down there, 300 or 400 yards, something like that, my friend, I done looked over and I said, "Eddie, the Lord saved me last night." Wow. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the devil said, "You've messed up." It's the best thing that ever happened. Best thing. Brethren, put a stepping stone on what God had done in my life. I want to tell you something. I don't believe it works any different. I didn't know. I really didn't. I couldn't tell you. I got in that altar. I remember crying and weeping and crying out to him. And I couldn't tell you one word outside of, "Lord, save me." It's about all I remember. But thank God, when I went down, I was lost, on my way to hell. Yes, sir. I actually felt, my friend, the night I moved, I felt like it was my last opportunity. I did. When I got up, thank God, things was different. They is different. I went to school on Thursday morning. And I went up to them old boys that I'd been hanging around. And I thought, "I'll just stand here a minute." They got to talking. You know what? I talked just like them on Wednesday morning. I was part of them. But brethren, Thursday morning when we got up there with them, brethren, it's just like you took a knife and cut me. I couldn't stand it. Didn't like it. Didn't sound right. My friend, I didn't want any more, thank God, of that. And I want to tell you something, folks. I didn't do that. I didn't change that quick. No, sir. The Lord changed me. Brethren, I come up out of that altar saved. I was a new creature. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand everything that went with it. I come to the place, my friend, that I didn't know of Jesus anymore. I knowed him. Yes, sir. I knowed him. Thank God he went with me everywhere I went. And he still does. He ain't left me. He ain't never failed me. Never failed me. What did he tell old Joshua over there? As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. He also told him, said, I will never fail thee, nor leave thee. Is that what he said? Do you know it still works? It works this morning. Brethren, you best know Jesus. You best know him as your Savior. Brethren, because when he calls, my friend, it will be too late. I look at obituaries all the time. It's about the only way I can keep up with who's still here. Seriously. My own town. Get to looking at old bits and people passed away. I had no clue. No clue. You know what I find every time I look? You know what I find? I find some of them elders that's passed on. But then here's a young one. Huh? You'd say in the prime of their life. But you know what happened? Something happened. Something went wrong. Something, my friend, took their life from them. Always got the question, were they right? Were they right? Were they right with God? Was they saved? Preacher, surely they just took to church. Not all together. You look around this world. You talk to a kindergarten teacher. You talk to a first grade teacher. And you talk to them and ask them what comes out of the mouth of them babes. Yes, sir. Things you won't repeat. Do you know that? Things you won't repeat. Brethren, them young ones did not make it up. Do you know that? What they're doing is repeating what they heard. They don't know nothing. Truth of it is, they don't know sin yet, for the most part. But brethren, there'll come a day. There'll come a day. You've got to know Jesus with your own heart, your own soul, your own mind, your own strength. When you get saved, very first thing you'll do is love God with everything you have. It'll come. You won't have to conjure it up. You won't have to make it up. Brethren, when you get right with God, when God comes into that heart, my friend, I'll promise you, thank God, the love of God comes with it. Automatic. You'll love them things that you once hated. Yes, sir. And people. That you once hated, my friend, you'll love them. You may not love their ways, but you'll love them because they have a soul. Bible said in these days, the early days, that Paul had spent 3 months over there at a house. Yes, sir. Then he moved on over and he spent 2 years. Did he not? 2 years over there preaching and teaching and discerning what the truth really was. They had Judaism. They had the law. They had something that they grew up with, my friend, that they were not going to let go of. And Paul preaching them Jesus, my friend, it throwed a wrench, so to speak, in their cog. They couldn't live like they used to. They couldn't do the things they used to. And the Bible says that God gave Paul special miracles to perform. And he done it. Yes, he did. And they was a group of exorcists looking on. They saw all these miracles that Paul was doing. And they heard the preaching that he is preaching about Jesus. Read it. They knew about Jesus, but they didn't know Jesus. You hear me? They didn't know Jesus. The truth of it is, they didn't have what Paul had. They just thought they did. Yes, sir. They just thought they did. Well, ain't no big thing. We can get demons out too. They tried it. They put it to test. I read it to you. I adjure thee by Jesus whom Paul preacheth to come out. You know what? It come out. The evil spirits come out. Yes, sir. But before it come out, you know what the evil spirit said unto this exorcist group? It said, Jesus we know, and Paul we know. Said, who are you? Who are you? And that evil spirit come out and leaped on them. Did it not? Listen, you got to know something, my friend, other than just know about him. I don't believe, I really don't. I believe the Lord works in his time. It might not be my time. Truth of it is, it might not be your time. But I believe he works in his time. And there's times, my friend, that when he speaks, you know what we need to do? Listen. I'll promise you, if he's talking to you, you know it. You know it. You may put it off just a little bit. I'm not going to tell you, my friend, that he'll continue dealing with you, but I will tell you this. He dealt with me more than once. He gave me more than one opportunity. He was patient with me. Yes, he was. And I know, I come to the conclusion, when he talked to me the first time, Bruce, I didn't understand. There hadn't ever been in church. Didn't understand what was going on. But I can tell you one thing. I know he is talking. He's talking to you. Preacher, I know all about Jesus. I know all the stories. You may have been raised in church. You may know all the Sunday school lessons. You may be here every time the door's opened. But I got news for you. Until he comes in and sets up his abode, you are not one of his. Preacher, don't be so plain. It's just that simple. You're not one of the children of the kingdom of God until you get born again. That's the only way you can come. The only way you can come and join is to be saved, be born again. So the question this morning is, do you know him? Do you know him? They sung the song, I know him. That wasn't the best thing. What was the best thing? He knows me. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. To any man that hear my voice, to any man that hear my voice, listen, and open up the door. And open up the door. He said, I'll come in and sup with him, and he shall sup with me. Do you know him, or do you know of him? These exorcists, they knew of him, but they didn't know him. It didn't come out to a good end for them. They had heard of him. They had cried out in his name. There's people all over this world, my friend, telling things in the name of Jesus that Jesus ain't nowhere near. He just ain't nowhere around. Preacher, you ought not preach that. It's a fact. These people that's labeled themselves as this and that and another, my friend, that don't even know the Lord. Don't know him. I run across a guy years ago. Don't tell me the Lord don't know how to work things. I drove a truck at that time, and went to a place to pick up some material. Well, I got there. This guy was backing in. They only had one door. I had to wait. This guy come out there, and he got to talking. He said, I want to talk to you about Jesus. I let him talk. I let him talk. He told me all about his life. Just telling you what he said. He said, I was raised up a Baptist. He said, I become a Baptist preacher. Pastor in church. Listen. He said, behold, the Lord got a hold of me and told me I was going the wrong way. And I needed to change my denomination. I just let him talk. He kept on talking, my friend. He changed and went over to this other denomination, just picked up preaching right where he left off. He got on down to the end of the story and he said, don't go no more. Don't go no more. What happened? What did the Lord tell you? Well, it wasn't the Lord. I ain't going no more. I said, I won't understand this picture. I was young, very young. I said, you mean to tell me that you was a Baptist preacher and you went over to this other denomination? And I said, you preached evidently a while for them. And I said, now you ain't doing nothing. I said, it sounds to me like you was the blind leading the blind and you ain't never been saved. Yeah. Just what I told him. You know what he said? He said, you're probably right. You're probably right. I said, man, I don't know how you got in such a mess. I said, but Jesus will save you. Forget the nomination, my friend. Jesus will save you. And brethren, he'll change your life. About that time, he had to go. He didn't want help. I'm going to say this. He knowed of Jesus, but I don't believe he knowed him. Huh? I don't believe you knowed him. I'm going to tell you something. You may think I'm wrong, but I'm just going to tell you, my friend, Jesus ain't going to lead you out in the midst of this world and leave you there. Amen. He ain't going to do it. He ain't going to lead you out there, number one, to begin with. You wind up in the world, my friend, by your own lust. Yes, sir. And when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. When sin is finished, it brings forth death. It don't matter who you are. So do you know of Jesus or do you know him? It's the question. Do you know him? Some of them knew him as a carpenter's son. You know that? Do you know why they wouldn't believe on him? Because he is the carpenter's son. Couldn't get past it. Couldn't get past it. Do you know why the Jews wouldn't have him to begin with? Because he didn't come in their form. He didn't come in their royalty. Lord sent him, my friend, meek and lowly. Did he not? On the colt, the fold of an ass. That's where he come. Meek and lowly. Spent, brethren, his birth in a barn. Stable. Yes, sir. But he had 12 legions of angels around him. I could go on. The question is this morning, you've heard of him. You know of him. You just need to give your life to him. And then you'll know him as your personal Savior. While we stand, sing verse some song.
45 in the Psalms of Faith. 45.